well-being scriptures for today. Our motivation on this podcast is to be wealthy, healthy, and wise, based on God's word, which gives life to our mortal bodies.
We're reading from the Darby translation. And as we do on these well-being scriptures for today podcast, we start with the health scriptures. Psalm 118, verse 17. I shall not die, believe and declare the works of Jah. Isaiah 41, verse 10. Fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I'll strengthen thee. Yes, I'll help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Isaiah 53, verses 4 to 5. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. And we did regard him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Jeremiah 30, verse 17. For I will apply a bandage unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, said Jehovah. For they have called thee an outcast. This is Zion that no man seeketh after. Nahum 1, verse 9. What do you imagine against Jehovah? He will make a full end. Trouble shall not rise up the second time. Matthew 21, 21 to 22. And Jesus answering said to them, Verily I say unto you, if you have faith and do not doubt, not only shall you do what is done to the fig tree, but even if you say, you should say to this mountain, Be thou taken away, and be thou cast into the sea, it shall come to pass. And all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. James 5, 14 to 16. Is any sick among you? Let him call to him the elders of the assembly. And then let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall heal the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he be one who has committed sins, it shall be forgiven him. Confess therefore your sins, your offenses to one another, and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The fervent supplication of the righteous man has much power. 1 Peter 2, verse 24. Who himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, in order that being dead to sins, we may live to righteousness, by whose stripes ye have been healed. World Scriptures. Genesis 39, 21 to 23. And Jehovah was with Joseph and extended mercy to him, and gave him favor in the eyes of the chief of the tower house. And the chief of the tower house committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners that were in the tower house. And whatever they had to do there, he did. The chief of the tower house looked not to anything under his hand, because Jehovah was with him. And what he did, Jehovah made it prosper. Leviticus 26, verse 3 to verse 5. If you walk in my statutes and observe my commandments and do them, then I'll give you rain in the season thereof, and the land shall yield its produce, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit, and your threshing shall reach unto the vintage, and the vintage shall reach unto the sowing time, and you shall eat your bread to the full, and dwell in your land securely. Deuteronomy 11, 11 to 5. But the land whereunto you are passing over to possess, but the land whereunto you are passing over to possess it, is a land of mountains and valleys, which drinketh water out of the rain of heaven, a land which Jehovah thy God careth for. The eyes of Jehovah thy God are constantly upon it, from the beginning of the year even unto the end of the year. And it shall come to pass, if you hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love Jehovah your God and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, that I will give rain to your land in its season, the early rain and the latter rain. And thou shalt gather in thy corn and thy new wine and thine oil. And I'll give grass in thy field for thy cattle, and thou shalt eat and be full. Psalm 23, verse 1. Jehovah is my shepherd, I shall not want. Psalm 115, verse 14. Jehovah will add unto you more, unto you and unto your children. Psalm 23, verse 1. Jehovah is my shepherd, I shall not want. Psalm 115, verse 14. Jehovah will add unto you more, and unto you, and unto your children. Proverbs 3, 9 to 10. Honor Jehovah with your substance, and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy vats shall overflow with new wine. Proverbs 10, verse 22. The blessing of Jehovah, it maketh rich, and he added no sorrow to it. Other well-being scriptures. Genesis 1, verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the heavens, and over the cattle, and over the whole earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth on the earth. Numbers 23:19-20. God is not a man that he should lie, neither a son of man that he should repent. Shall he say and not do? Shall he speak and not make it good? Behold, I have received the mission to bless, and he has blessed, and I cannot reverse it. Psalm 71, verse 21. Thou will increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. Psalm 37, verse 4. And delight thyself in Jehovah, and he will give thee the desires of thy heart. Psalm 118, verse 17. I shall not die but live and declare the works of Jah. Isaiah 51, verse 16. And I have put my words in thy mouth, and covered thee with the shadow of my hand, plan the heavens, and to lay the foundations of the earth, and to say to Zion, thou art my people. Romans 5, verse 17. For if by the offense of one death reigneth by the one, much rather shall those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness reign in life by the one, Jesus Christ.
Thank you for your time today. See you again tomorrow. And whatever in scriptures for today. God bless you.